Most people don't stop to think about where the pepperoni on their pizza comes from or how much the worker who sliced it is paid. But in this town of 7,300, nearly everyone knows. The average meatpacker earns $27,000 a year. Many in town are boycotting the name-brand frozen pizzas that their striking neighbors make the toppings for. Outside Dave's Piggly Wiggly grocery store is a huge hand-painted sign reading Boycott Tyson's Greed. Soon after the strike began, store owner Dave Lorbecki pulled all Tyson products off his shelves.
We have to support these workers who have supported us for the last 22 years being in this community.
Most of the restaurants and the other grocery store in town have joined the boycott, too. Store windows and front yards all over town sport hand-painted yellow and white signs charging the company with offering chicken feed wages to the traditionally higher-paid workers in beef and pork plants.
Hi. Come on, don't be shy.
At strike headquarters, a converted dry cleaner's just a block off Main Street, 49-year-old Cindy Toma is passing out $100 a week strike paychecks. She sliced and packed pepperoni at the plant for 26 years. She says it's not the demanded freeze on her wages that make her angry, but the $2 an hour cut in starting pay for new workers from $11 an hour to $9.
I can't just think of myself. You know, that's not why I did this. That's not why I went out on strike. I think we have to think of the younger generation and where they're going to be.
The Arkansas-based Tyson Foods is the nation's leading chicken processor. In 2001, it added red meat to its portfolio when it bought the Jefferson plant as part of a $3.2 billion deal to acquire beef packer IBP. University of Wisconsin labor economist Frank Emspach charges that the company's strategy is to roll back wages and benefits in all its newly acquired plants.
They want to make their wages and benefits in Wisconsin more or less equal to what they have in the non-union chicken processing plants in Mississippi. So this is a strike where the workers are basically striking to keep what they had.
But Tyson Company officials deny that charge. Spokesman Ed Nicholson says wages vary at the company's plants in 27 states. He says cuts are necessary in Jefferson because the benefit package at the Wisconsin plant includes more paid holidays than even supervisors in other plants get.
We feel the contract that's being offered here is fair and competitive and will allow the plant to continue to remain competitive.
But no bargaining talks are scheduled, and the boycott of Tyson products has spread to neighboring towns, though that's not likely to make much of a dent in Tyson's bottom line. The company had sales of $23 billion last year. Still, it's a tactic that workers in other Midwestern plants may embrace as they prepare for contract talks with Tyson Foods in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead.